Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into the running backs who are actually projected in underdog ADP to beat their dynasty cost, right? So we are looking at essentially your undervalued guys versus compared to their in-season ADP. So some familiar names here and some guys that, you know, throughout the offseason I've talked about in various forms. The most under, the biggest difference, I guess, is Aaron Jones, underdog ADP of running back 10, RDP of running back 21. So that's it's an 11-spot difference. And I think that's a difference in a key spot. There's some treachery in that range. There's some ceiling in that range. There's some injury bounce back guys in that range. There's questions in the form of J.K. Dobbins, who reflects multiple of those. There's role questions as well. I just think where you're looking at that, if you can get a top 12 finish out of running back 21, you've successfully selected that person. So he's one that's interesting certainly in startup drafts. Again, the trade becomes the problem with some of these trades is you're going to get a guy that's right now is part of a contender. So, you know, you're likely part of a contender. I mean, there's been basically two trades in the past month, to give you an idea. Him for Amari Cooper, him and 204 for Etienne and 311. Him for Daniel Jones, which seems like a discount. But, you know, you get the idea here. There's not a ton of value, and I think that that's – or a ton of trading, and I think that that's appropriate because the teams that have him aren't going to be on low because they see him in a productive window, right? I think that this is a classic case of his dynasty stock overall isn't reflected by the people that own that roster him currently. Cordarrelle Patterson is next up. He broke out ninth season in his career. Was injured and saw a reduction in receiving role in the second half of the season, but I don't think his situation is worse than it was last year. They drafted Tyler Algier in the fifth round and added Damian Williams in free agency, which I honestly think is a little bit of an under-discussed story. He's probably past his prime, but is kind of in that Mike Davis range of the position. So we'll see how that works, and I think maybe a little bit more diverse than Mike Davis is. At present, he's got an RDP of 39. He's got an underdog ADP of 28. So I just took him in my draft that I'm in right now. And we've seen this, right? We have some proof of concept on that it can work. Again, I think part of it is it's not the same offense. You have a different quarterback. That could be one of the things. He's been relatively heavily traded here in the past few days, at least relative to guys like a couple weeks, I guess, and relative to Aaron Jones for sure. We have multiple of him basically since the draft. And it's funny because he doesn't actually register. Cordarrelle Patterson, the running back, doesn't actually register because he was the wide receiver in the past iterations of MFL. So it's funny when you look at his trades, those are different. There's just not a ton of I don't think there's going to be a ton of liquidity in his market. I mean, him for Alec Pierce, a first and a second, and Cordarrelle Patterson for Joe Mixon in a second this year. That was a future second. 301, definitely take a swing at 301. Like I like that cost for Patterson. Again, I'm in that range of – I took him higher than the rookie running backs from this year, for example, in that second round. So that gives you an idea kind of where we're at. You know, I'm bullish on him in that running back two to running back three landscape. I want a bunch of shots in that range just because there's potential to outproduce it. I think, you know, if he stays healthy, running back two, well within the range of outcomes. Again, first round wide receiver, you have a development, you have a developing tight end who could be a monster, but you don't really have much after that. So we'll see there how that offense comes together. Melvin Gordon's one I think that's interesting. Again, sometimes this exercise can be enlightening. Sometimes it can be like, hey, this person is basically a committee plus guy in a range that is almost pure injury way guys, right? That's I think what you could say about Melvin Gordon. He's 10 spots better in underdog ADP, but that's again running back 36, not a huge difference. He's 46 in terms of RDP. I think it's interesting when you look at some of the projections. For example, Football Guys projects 216 carries and 46 receptions for Javonte Williams. That's not a high end number for what that's worth. 141 and 22 receptions for Gordon. So I think he's definitely in the high end injury away running back type of range at this point. Derrick Henry is dynasty running back 12. He is underdog running back 3. Big difference there. The heavy volume start to last season, in which he had 219 carries in 8 games, just an outrageous workload. He missed the final 9 games of the season with his broken foot, led the league in rushing in both 2019 and 2020. And Football Guys projections actually projects him to lead the league in carries at 363, which is actually 50 more than Jonathan Taylor, who ranks second. The projections at Football Guys, 1624 rushing yards. That's only 13 behind Jonathan Taylor for the leading guy in the league there. So I have a little bit of the concern about his potential fall off. He's one that I'd be interested to see a little bit more around the league in some of these projections about that. And I'd be interested to hear people talk about it too. So we'll see how, if there's any reaction to some of that efficiency fall off that he's been going on in the past basically year or so. James Conner and Fournette are interesting, and I think they're interesting comps for each other. James Conner is firmly on the running back 1 radar for 2022. Underdog ADP of running back 15 outproduces the dynasty RDP of 24. And he's definitely in a 2-year window of security on his contract. So, again, does that mean that he can't have competition? No, it doesn't mean that. But they brought in Darrell Williams. There's probably not a huge, huge threat to his job. And contractually, we've talked about this. He's definitely in a two-year window. It makes for a tough cut next year. Whereas you compare that against Fournette, RDP of 20.5, and his underdog ADP right there around the running back 1 range. So you got that. You do have that split again, and you think, okay, well, why is James Conner cheaper than Leonard Fournette? Because Fournette's really kind of more of a 1-year plus type deal. And they're very close in terms of underdog. Again, it's not a huge, huge difference in terms of where they're at. Again, 20.5 to 24. It's not a huge, huge difference, but I think it just warrants mentioning about how Conner is right there with Fournette. Those guys are two right at the back portion of the position where it's really looking at guys on the last of guys on 2-year commitment windows, and I think both of those guys are in it. It is also worth noting Fournette, our Football Guys projections project 22.8 receptions for Rashad White and 48.7 for Leonard Fournette. So they are not projecting a huge chunk being taken out of Fournette's receiving workload. And the last one here is Alvin Kamara. And I think Kamara is I'm interested in Kamara from the – he could be, I think, a top 6 guy. I think Fournette could be. I think Conner could be. I think Kamara could be. I'm interested in him exploring some pivots for him. He's really in a two-year contract window as well. So I'm interested in exploring some pivots, whether that's, you know, is it a Zeke to Kamara type pivot, or is it kind of down the position? Can you go from like Barkley to Kamara plus? Right, I'm interested in sort of exploring that range and exploring that a bit. You know, is it mixing to Kamara plus? Right, that's an interesting one as well. I'm not sure what the plus is, if it's a big plus, but he's one that I can see myself adding to a little bit here in the offseason just as we go along, because I think he can make a big difference here in leagues. And as the situation comes out, like, there's a lot to like in this offense, but there's actually a bit of concern with who's in it and how there's – if they're right, the offense is really interesting. Like, I think that's the best way to put it. If that offense is right, it's really interesting. Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry. If everyone's healthy, if Jameis is healthy, it's good. Got a lot of ifs there, including a first-round wide receiver who's a rookie. A lot of ifs there. So that gives me a little bit of pause in terms of, all right, well, who's if things go wrong, who's the guy that can answer the bell? And we've seen it. We've seen it be Kamara, and we've seen it be Kamara both as a rusher and as a receiver, which I think is interesting. So he's one that I'm intrigued on. I'm intrigued by quite a bit here this season. So I'm going to be looking to explore some of his contract value and potentially make some pivots there. Some other guys here, Dalvin Cook, he's running back RDP of 10. He's underdog 6, so a little bit of equity there. Again, I have a little bit of contractual concern about him. That would be kind of the thing that I would say about him. 24 RDP for Dynasty for Zeke Elliott, and 17 at underdog, so a pretty good size difference there. I'm not sure it's super, super consequential. And honestly, if Zeke plays like 16 or 17 games, he's probably going to finish better than running back 17. So I think that's probably a little bit of maybe lacks the theoretical ceiling than he does if you're playing best ball, if you're doing this, that's maybe a little bit of a feature of the game. Maybe backing off Zeke from a, hey, he doesn't make a huge difference on a week-to-week basis when you're trying to make him. I get that. To the extent that we want to do this, he's a good innings eater for running backs at the position. So, if you have to start 2 or 3, you know, and you can start up to 5 or 6, something like that, you need guys to sort of put in week after week. You need that group of guys that are actually starters to then allow yourself to backfill those injury away guys, right? That's where your edge comes. So Zeke is one of those guys I think that can do that. Again, Zeke, Connor, Fournette, I think those guys are all pretty interesting target guys. And then thinking about, you know, Aaron Jones sort of in that range, I think he's a little bit more highly thought of than those guys. I'm surprised he's right in that range as well. But yeah, lots of options here, lots of ways to think about the position. So that's going to put a bow on this episode, but I hope this helps you, again, thinking about ways to exploit the market in tomorrow and the next edition. I'll do running backs that are actually overvalued or that have RDPs worse than their that have underdog ADPs worse than their RDP. So all right, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.